Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My grandson's spending the week with me. My oldest grandson, David. And I just love David. And he's just so cool. You know, every kid has their own personality and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And we were able to give him his own. He's had progressive Bibles, you know, that you kind of get, you know. But now he's becoming a young man. And so had him, got his own Bible, you know, leather type Bible and all.
Wow.
And
he's very proud of that, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that cool? I just love him. And he loves, and he's anyway. So
how old is he?
He's 11.
11.
And so with that, Donna goes and checks on him. He's asleep in his bed, sleeping. Mm-hmm. And he's laying in his bed, you know, laying in the bed in our home. And his Bible, his brand new Bible, is laying right beside him, you know, in the bed. And I'm like, just love that. Isn't that beautiful? And so reading, he's abiding now. He's abiding, you know, every day. You know, if you're with us, you're going to abide.
That's
you
right.
know. and so he's reading Proverbs, you know, whatever the corresponding Proverbs, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, that today's proverb. But he's going, I have never, ever, ever seen this before in the Bible.
Right.
I'm like, Mama, you need to, you know. Anyway, so... But yeah, he's just so blown away that God has wisdom for him how to be able to handle situations. And it's just so encouraging. So anyway, so he's, you know, as there's something, we're working quite often for the Lord nonstop. It's amazing, you know. It was much easier being the police than being the ministry. I think I've been shot at more in the ministry than I did in law enforcement, even though I did get shot at. And he's telling me, he's like, oh, you're going to be free in a minute. You're going to be free in a minute. I'm going back from my office. We're going to the studios. We're doing all this different stuff. And we're filming. And you know, we broadcast to all of our churches, you know, during the week on VFN TV. And then we have all the things happening. We're just, you know, it's just a media nonstop, you know, time. In addition, you know, abiding with God. So you're hearing him all the way through what you're doing. And, of course, he just wants to spend time with granddaddy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay. And he says, well, you go swimming with me. And I'm like, yes, I'll go swimming with you. And so we get in the pool, you know, I finally make it to the pool. You know, children are so important. Children help you to remember to play. You know, we got to remember to play, you know. Like John, he reminds us to play, right? He's not a child, but he definitely reminds us
right.
to play. And so we're in the pool, and of course I'm exhausted because I'm working all the time. So I'm floating, you know, I'm at the age, we just float. What do? I float in the pool. That lazy rivers at all those water parks, that's for us. We just float around. While you run all these up and down these slides, we just kind of float around. So we're happy as can be. No, we're not sad. And I'm just floating there, and he goes, this is not fun. I go, yes, it is. Look, let's just start looking in the clouds and making, what do you see in the clouds? He goes, I see a whale. He saw a whale. And I said, well, I saw an eagle. We saw this, you know, after about 15 animals, like, okay, we've seen some clouds. And then he's like, come on. And he tips me over. I am floating.
Oh,
he tips me over, and I have to then play.
It's on now.
It's on now, you know, and he's beginning to really swim good and go in the distance of the pool underwater. And we were racing each other. We just had a real good time spending time with my grandson. We're looking forward to tomorrow. You know, we're going to spend some time tomorrow after the program tomorrow. And it's just cool. I want to encourage you, if you have not, you know, spent some time with your children or your grandchildren, you know, take time to do that. They can teach you to play. They can remind you of those things. And those are precious moments. They go by and then they grow up.
Oh, no.
You know, I was sitting, he probably won't let me say this, but I'm going to say it. We were sitting on the couch, and he wanted me to go watch this old movie. I forget, it's like one of those Tid Turner Broadcasting old movie thing. What's that called, that old movie station that plays these black and white movies? I don't know what it is. And those, our listeners in Atlanta can let us know. It's right there off the main drag. But anyway, so I'm passed out. And I can't watch stuff like I just pass out. You know, it's like, this is good. How was that movie? Oh, man, it was great. I slept all the way through it. There was just one scene that woke me up, and then I went back to sleep. So he's facing away from me, and he's holding my pinky the whole time, my finger. Mm-hmm. The whole time he's holding on my finger, you know, and just watching that. And I'm being close to him. He's being close to me. And we're just sitting back there. And his grandmother's, you know, sitting right there. And we're just having a wonderful time. And, you know, it's just so cool. You know, I just, it's just spend time with your family, you know, while there is time. And love on them. And it'll remind you of the things of God. Just, I love spending time with my grandson, David.